Three. No fewer than 140 different artists have recorded that song. Initially written for World War II servicemen, 1943. But that's the idea. And it comes to him. I'm just going to go home. Maybe only in my dreams, but I think I can go home. That's the point. I want to go home. There's no place like, I got to get home. I'm going to go there. He would have to humble himself. And he took the initiative to move back to a place he at least believed he would have some sort of provision from the hand of his father, even if the relationship would never be quite the same again. He says, I think I can go there. And so he does. He did some really despicable things. Asking for all that money ahead of time in that day would have been offensive and scandalous, as much as it would be today, but in that culture even more so. He just didn't do that. Yet, as we study that story, maybe you have a general appreciation for it. What happens? The son goes, and the father runs. He runs out to the son. He greets him, and I've been waiting for you. And he welcomes him with open arms. And in the end, the father did what was necessary to repair a relationship that was just smashed. It was broken, and he restored it. Jesus says actually that the relationship embodied in that son, he says it was dead and it was brought back to life again. You were dead and now you're alive, and they have this huge celebration. You can see how it kind of works into a sort of a Christmas thinking. The father in the video leaves his home to go out to meet his family. He says, I'm going to meet you where you are and connect there as well. And the father in Luke 15 initiates this healing of a fractured relationship with love. And you could sense that in the father in the video doing the same. He was driven by a spirit and an attitude of love. Agreed? I'm just going to do this. I love you. And it's unconditional. Nothing can change that. Somebody's got to take the first step. It's going to be me. I'm going to do that. We see relationships repaired. Christmas time. This Christmas time could be about lingering wounds being healed in your world, in my world, and made whole. It might not happen all at once, but what if a step was taken that led to a second step and then maybe to a third step, and it started going somewhere, and you sense that, boy, this is going somewhere new, but somebody had to take the initiative, and by God's grace and with his strength, it was me. And maybe all that God desires to happen this Christmas is for someone to take the initiative in your family, just to let's start over again, you know, this year. Let's try it. Isn't that the heart of the gospel? Making this first move out of, you know, offering sort of a gift of love. And there's a fresh start there as well. The belief being that, you know, with God's help, nothing is beyond repair. Would you dare believe that? Relationships are never beyond repair. There is always hope there. If God is there infusing it and leading it, no relationship is beyond fixing, especially ours with God, yes, but horizontally as well. Relationships are like bridges. That's the analogy I've used many times with individuals and couples and families. They're like bridges, and you're always bridging differences. You're bridging differences of opinion and attitude. They're necessary. They are built, and then they are maintained. You got to build the bridges and then keep them up as well. That's why we use the analogy when we speak of damaged relationships of don't go burning your bridges. Because when it's gone, it's gone. If there's, you know, the communication's gone, there's no relationship. Some are simple bridges. Some are complex bridges. Some are short, some are long. Some have to bear little weight. Some have to bear a lot of weight. See how great the analogy is? And the longer they are and the more weight they have to bear, the more maintenance they need. Maintain the bridges. All bridges need continual maintenance. The father in the video says, you know, I love you no matter what. No matter what. We typically call that unconditional love. The Apostle Paul talks about it. Let's end with this morning. 2 Corinthians 5. I think some of this will be on the screen. This is a great reconciliation, if not the greatest reconciliation chapter in the Bible, 2 Corinthians 5. If you're just trying to remember that, that is the chapter. Therefore, if anyone is Christ, the new creation has come. He is a new creation in Christ. That's familiar to us, or that part of it quite often. The old has gone, the new has come. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled. That's for everyone. That's rated E for everyone. Be reconciled. Reconciliation, it's the gift that God offers you, all of us. That's in focus, especially in the Christmas season. Time for reconciliation, especially as families gather. Do we have to get, does he have to come? Does she have to come? Do we have to go there? Make it a time of reconciliation. You have to be ready to receive it yourself. And we're talking maybe about the vertical reconciliation from God here. Everyone needs it. Why? Why do we need reconciliation? Because there's a gulf. Because of sin. We are separated us. Scripture talks about that. What is the bridge to reconcile, to bridge us together to God? This is sometimes where we talk about the bridge diagram in sharing Christ. Well, Jesus is that bridge. It's the cross that bridges that gap. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but by me. No bridge, no relationship. No relationship, no access. You got nothing. God in heaven saw that the space between us had just become too great. Isaiah 59 puts it this way. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities, your sins, have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Sin separates us from God. So God comes to us. He meets us wherever we are, whomever we are, whatever the past, whatever the present, no matter how broken or separated we might feel from him, he comes to us. He gets in the car. He comes. God comes to us. Love came down. Love came down at Christmas. That's where reconciliation fits into the Christmas story. Jesus is that bridge between you and God. Religious attempts over the years, what we call typically religion, has been man trying to reach God. Christianity is simply God reaching down to man. You cannot reach him without the bridge that Jesus provides. He meets us. The word, and we actually sang about it this morning just a little bit, was Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Maybe that's your name or part of your name, or it's in your family. A week ago, there was a little baby. I know some of you remember this. There was a little baby a newborn was brought by his parents. He was here, and the parents were part of the Christmas. They were here for the Christmas concert last Sunday night. Little newborn back here somewhere. Brand new baby, like brand new. And I could hear the sounds of the baby before the service and after. And boy, that's a newborn. We sometimes forget the sound of a newborn is part of the Christmas story. If you hear a newborn this Christmas season, I hope it just kind of catches your ear and pulls you in. That's the Christmas story. Well, this little fellow's name was Emmanuel. And so Emmanuel was in the back row back here last Sunday night. Back there cooing away, making baby noises. But obviously it's a picture of the touch of God with us, which means God with you. It's not a corporate us. It's person by person by person experiencing God's touch this Christmas. And seeing the space maybe evaporate if there's been some space there. Or horizontally if there's some place for a new beginning, a fresh start. Because of God's grace and his touch through in your life personally, you can start over again. And just do what it takes to take the first move. Isn't that a great picture? Thank you, Father, for your grace and your love. You're the one who took the first step to reach us. We did not reach out to you. You stepped into history And for those of us who can say, we know you personally, we can think of the time when you just reached down and you took hold of our lives. And wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to see come into someone's life here in this place today, this Christmas season, as you reach out and you just touch a life. And you do that any time, and by your grace, it could happen here today. You could reach out and you can touch a life that's just willing to respond and say, okay, I will receive your gift of grace. I will receive. As difficult as it is, I need to receive and I will receive. Can I pray for you today? Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for your gift of grace in your Son. I need to receive that to bridge the gap that my sins have caused, to find new life and a fresh beginning, to receive this gift of reconciliation. I've had no relationship with God. There's just been nothing there. And today I want to receive that by faith to make this a fresh start day, realizing I have done wrong. We have all sinned. And forgiveness is ready and waiting there for those who have received the gift of reconciliation, the gift of Jesus, what the Son has done to bridge that gap. We do so by faith today, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.